From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes or yes. You should be here sometime. Matthew Perry of Friends.
Matthew Perry.
Turns 50
Chandler
today.
Chandler Bing.
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 Is 50 today. Uh-huh. Yes or BS. Is he the last member of the cast to turn 50? Yes or BS?
Yes.
Ding, ding, bing. You would be correct. Right. Only by a few months. The next youngest cast member is Jen Aniston, who also turned 50 this year a few months ago. Back in February. The oldest? Want to take a guess?
I want to say Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow just turned 56 last month.
Okay.
She's
right
the oldest.
And right.
Courtney Cox is next at 55. David Schwimmer is 54.
Okay.
Matt LeBlanc is 52. But the oldest one of them all, James Michael Tyler. Who's that?
I don't know.
Gunter. He's 57.
Talk about right place, right time.
Yeah. There's a whole story about Gunther. He just showed up for, I think, background.
Uh-huh.
And they liked him so much, he parlayed it into 10 years on TV.
Yeah.
And I don't think he gets paid the same amount of money on the residuals that the rest of them do. But
probably not.
What do they make, like $20 million a year, right?
A lot.
Still.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to, and you don't. They don't have to go to work, you know? Speaking of Matthew Perry, they don't have to go to work. I'm sure he'd like to work. But
sure he might, yes.
The rest of them, well, you know, Courtney Cox hasn't had work in a while.
Matt LeBlanc still has stuff.
And Lisa is always doing stuff, either online, on YouTube, or on Hulu, or whatever. Mm-hmm. David Schwimmer, you never see him on camera.
No, he's a behind-the-camera guy.
Yeah, he's directing. So there you go. Matt Perry, who would love to, I'm sure, work or even be interviewed, maybe. Hasn't been heard from in a couple of years. But he's got another reason to crawl inside a hole because he's 50 today.
You can't say that.
I can too.
You cannot.
I can too. I just did. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on?
Like a good movie reboot, today's Who Cares News leads off with a story that might make a good movie someday. Maybe. Maybe not, but maybe. you might remember that Chris Martin, Goop's ex...
Oh, yeah, him.
And Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
She's a, you know, a few years his junior.
She is. I don't know how many.
You.
But, yeah.
They were dating last year and decided to call it quits a few months back.
Yeah.
But wait just a second. Apparently, the two were rumored to have split over Goop's issues with Dakota and her and Chris's kids.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if she was like a... Probably disciplinarian.
Jealous, I'm thinking.
Or maybe too much of a big sister.
Right. They can go shopping together.
Yeah.
Apparently, Gwyneth has a green-lighted Chris and Dakota's relationship now.
Well, it's none of her damn business.
Well, there's kids
involved. I don't care. It's none of her damn business.
There's kids involved.
Well, yeah, if she's mean to the kids, but I mean,
right.
We would have heard.
We would have heard.
Yeah. I mean, Goop would have been the first to say, you know what? I don't like that bitch. But she didn't say that.
No, she didn't.
No.
Well, and we know that you needed to know all this. So Goop's encouraging Chris to further his romance with Dakota. And Goop and her new hubby, Brad Falchuk,
yeah.
They've even spent time together this past week with Chris and Dakota and the kids.
I hate this whole foursome of parents. The kids have got to be embarrassed as hell. Really? You know, Jimmy at school, their part-time parents don't come to their crap altogether.
Man, you're rough today.
It was a Monday.
I think it's good as long as everybody gets along, which everyone can get along if there's adulting going on. Well, let's move on since you're being Mr. Negatory Nancy.
Negatory, that's me. All right.
Now, don't read anything into this, but Jamie Foxx, he's been spotted sharing some time with a much younger woman.
Wait, what?
He was seen on Friday night in the company of 22-year-old up-and-coming singer Cella Vave.
Oh, really?
Now, before everyone gets their panties in a wad, and yes... I do have panties that are older than she is. Sources say that he's only helping her out with her career.
Okay. Helping her out with what in her career?
She's posting Instas about how incredibly in debt she is to Jamie because he's helping her out. And she also posted a couple other photos of her with Jamie at Disneyland and the Apollo Theater earlier this summer.
He seems to be helping her out a little too much.
What do you need to go to Disneyland for, Jamie Foxx? Are you taking her on the kiddie rides?
Well,
I don't think so.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is what, like in his 50s, right? 50, young 50s, 51.
Yeah.
Why is he hanging out with a bunch of kids at the rap parties and stuff with 19-year-olds? What's the deal, Jamie?
I don't know.
You know, what's the deal?
What's up, Jamie Foxx?
What's up, Jamie Foxx?
Well, yesterday, Jamie's supposed other woman, Katie Holmes, she's out and about in Manhattan, all smiles for the paparazzi.
Oh, well, maybe she's happy that Jamie's finding love. Or maybe they're still not together.
Maybe.
I who knows with Jamie Foxx?
However, for a 22-year-old, I bet she's got a little girl crush on Jamie Foxx.
Well, she probably does. I get that. And if he is like being a mentor or helping her get started in her career.
At Disneyland.
You know, and hopefully he's not doing it the Bill Cosby way. Did I say that out loud? I didn't say that out loud.
With
the Bill Cosby way?
With pudding?
The magic pudding.
Magic pudding,
and the
yes.
pudding pop. Don't forget the pudding pop. See, these are the things we ask.
In the words of Arsenio Hall, these are the things that make you go,
You know who I haven't talked about this morning, but I'm sure has had a great weekend, and that is Halle Berry.
I bet you'd like to take her to Disneyland.
I would love to take Halle to Disneyland.
Magic pudding pop and all.
Stop that. All right. That's it for us today. I think that's plenty. That's plenty. We've
plenty-o?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, congratulations to The Rock, who got married over the weekend.
Well, congratulations, Rock.
His longtime girlfriend, baby mama, and all of that, Lauren. They got married in Hawaii. So good for them. All right.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
And congratulations to all of us who are happy that football's back. Woot! Yeah.
Even if it is preseason.
I don't care.
All right. We're back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a good day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.